You travel around the world, and as you say, your focus as Christ for All Peoples is not specifically only for Muslims, but there seems to be, in these days when we are seeing so much of this terrorism and this awful spread of this militant Islam, which is intent, by their own words, to take down the United States and Israel and Western Europe, within this midst, there appears to be, as you were saying, many Muslims coming to Jesus Christ. I have heard, I think probably our listeners have heard, the examples of Muslims who have said that they have actually, Jesus has actually appeared to them. Seems a little odd for a lot of our understanding in America to understand that, but tell us a little bit. For the Muslims who are coming to Jesus Christ, are they coming primarily because they're having interaction personally with people on Europe, Middle East, and foreign fields, or is Christ appearing to them as we are hearing?
Right, that's a great question, Sam. Actually, the Apostle Paul, before he was the Apostle Paul, he was Saul, a terrorist, and he was going around imprisoning Christians, and he was standing at the feet of Stephen when he was stoned, holding the garments of those who were stoning him. And so Paul was a terrorist, and Jesus appeared to him. And it was really clear. It's written in Scripture, and Paul had other leadings. A Macedonian man appeared to him. And so there, I think the Lord does this. He may not do it in our context as much, and when we have little, we have so much access to Scripture and little persecution in America. But I've listened to experts around the world talk about Islam, and they have said, and this is very common, and I've talked to many Muslims, and they've told me Jesus has appeared to them. And many times they are telling me this, many of them in America. I personally believe if there's 8 to 10 million Muslims in North America, U.S. and Canada, there's probably at least a million have had a dream or vision of Jesus. And I've had several of them tell me this personally. So I know this is happening. And, you know, Islam is probably 1.6 billion people in the world. And so that's much larger than Hinduism or Buddhism or anything else outside of Christianity. You know, at least 2.3 billion people name the name of Christ in the world. Maybe 1.6 billion are in a Muslim country or claim to be Muslims, maybe because that's their background. But most Muslims are probably more of a folk Muslim. They probably have some belief, but they can't be born again. There's no new birth in Islam. So they can be radicalized by, you know, serious hardcore teaching. But for the most part, most Muslims are not that way. They're more folk Muslims. They're more nominal. And we would call Christians that aren't serious about their faith nominal Muslims. And so because of that, I believe that millions, even hundreds of millions, who might be seeing dreams and visions of Jesus, or they might be repulsed by the violence of ISIS and these things that are happening, they're saying they don't like Islam. They're telling people I've heard all over, the testimonies are coming out, they don't like what it's doing, and they're open to change. They're open to someone sharing the gospel with them. So I challenge our listeners to encourage them to get involved and just get simply involved in prayer and just learning some simple steps that they could love on and care about Muslims and share the gospel with them.
So, Phil, at the beginning of the program, we talked about that there's a misunderstanding sometimes among American Christians that a Muslim person is hard to reach. And what you're telling us is that there are thousands, even millions, who are searching, some of them turning away from Islam and not sure what to turn to, and others directly being drawn to Jesus Christ, and they're looking for somebody to share the way with them. And what a wonderful and powerful reminder that is to be praying and to be talking, to be witnessing, to be being overtly loving and Christian.